Okay, Rabosei, we are winding down the rayas of the Gemara on the question of what or means. We just have a couple left. As we know, we had about seven to be precise, from Tanakh. Now we had Musi. We had a couple from Mishnayos and Braises. We have just a couple left. So these are the last couple that we're left with. Really, we've done, I think, six. We have two more to go. Tashma. This is the first wide line of Daf Gimel. Tashma, or Sheyom HaKippurim. This is a little bit in Yad Yoma, right? We're getting into Yom Noraim now. Or Sheyom HaKippurim, which of course is referencing the night tefillah of Ma'ariv. It's going to be the point of the Raya of the Gemara. So the Brice is going to go through how many brachos the Shemona Esrei will contain throughout Yom Kippur, and then the Machokis is going to relate to the Ma'ariv of Motzai Yom Kippur. So the Brice, as we have in our Gemara, starts with Ma'ariv, Arsh Yom HaKippurim, Mispalo Sheva. You have seven brachos in Shemona Esrei. You know, typically that's what we have when we dive in, other than, of course, a weekday Shemona Esrei, which is 18 or 19 brachos. Typically on a Shabbos or a Yontif, there are seven. The big exception, of course, as we know, coming up, Rosh Hashanah Musaf, where we have nine brachos. The Gemara discusses Keneged Mi. There's always references and numbers and how it corresponds. But typically, of course, we have seven. And the Braisa continues, Umisvada, in other words, included in the Shemona Esrei, we add the Vidui, the whole Seder of Vidui, the Ashamnu, and we have the Seder Achet that we read. But the concept of being Misvada within the Shemona Esrei, that's Ma'ariv, that's Orsh Yom HaKippurim. That's, of course, the indication of Orz Laila. Continues the Braisa, Shachris, comes Shachris of Yom Kippur, and that means, of course, that we were talking until now about Ma'ariv. Mispal Sheva Misvada. Again, we have the requirement of seven brachos with Vidui. The Musaf, again, on Yom Kippur, unlike Rosh Hashanah, where Musaf is nine. The Musaf Mispal Sheva Misvada. Again, seven brachos Shemona Esrei, including Vidui as well. The Mincha Mispal Sheva Misvada. Mincha, again, seven brachos Shemona Esrei and Vidui. Now comes the question of Ma'ariv. As we're now going to read a machlokas, of course, the question we should be asking is, we skip something, we skip Ne'ilah. So as pointed out in Besoros HaShas, where this Bryce is quoted in other places, it actually mentions Ne'ilah, so Mestamed belongs there as well. If you look in, for example, Yuma, that Pezayin on the Beis, came at the end of Masechta Yuma. So the Bryce is quoted there, Meisivei, and it quotes Minch Musaf Shev Misvada, B'ne'ilah Mispal Shev Misvada. Striking is over there, it leaves out Mincha. But Mistama, you have to put it all together. Between here and Tzachim, Musaf is mentioned, and Mincha and Ne'ilah. Here you have Ne'ilah. If you look in Nida, where this also comes up, so there you have mentioned again. And here it actually says both Mincha and Ne'ilah. The Brice is quoted Ches on the Beis in Mesechta Nida. Or Yom HaKippur, Mispal Shev Misvada, Shachris, Mispal Shev Misvada, Musaf, Mispal Shev Misvada, Mincha, Mispal Shev Misvada, Midi'ir, Mispal Shev Misvada. So I would imagine that it's not a kasha. Sometimes you jump too quickly to a kasha. How come Ne'ilah is overlooked? Yuma Pezayin, you wonder why it's overlooked. And then you look at Nida Daf Ches and you see everything is there. The stomach, it all belongs. Okay, so
what's the reason why they have that though?
Sometimes, you know, Gemara's, quite honestly, originally, you know, you have to know the history of how things came about. We look at things today, it's like Shulchan Aruch, everything is printed. You know, how things became printed was because before that, there were manuscripts, and there were sometimes different corruptions in the manuscripts. And then whatever corruptions or mistakes or whatever things were left out got recopied, and then it made it to the printing press. I mean, there's a whole sefer called Diktuke Sofrim that goes through different nuschos of Shas. And I happen to have here, I could show you one day, if it happened to be with me now, but maybe another time, a Gemara Psachim Dafka that works off of Diktuke Sofrim and more manuscripts as well to try to show you all the shinuyim. Most of them are really not so consequential, but like small shinuyim in the language in the Gemara that they had in different manuscripts. So our Gemara, the Vilna Shas, is sort of a compilation, I guess, of what specific manuscripts they worked off of. I'm not really an expert on this. You have to speak to someone who dabbles more in this issue of Nischos. But Lamaisa, just because you see a Gemara somewhere and you see another Gemara, so oftentimes it really belongs, the other Nisach belongs, and they might find other Nischos that actually corroborate that. So again, if you did the research here, you might find even in Psachim, there were some manuscripts that had it everything, but what got printed in Vilna Shas left it out because for whatever reason. Again, not always is that the case. The Rishonim already was sensitive to issues of Nusach too. But anyway, Lamaisa, not always does it become a kasha to make a big deal about. Lamaisa, it should have said Mincha, it should have said Ne'ilah. Everything is there. The point is now the machlokas relating to the Ma'ariv of Motzei Yom Kippur. So now this is where we have a machlokas. This is where we'll be able to talk a little bit about this inyan of Havinenu that we're going to get into. It's striking. Rashi here has nothing to say in this whole part of the Gemara. It's like we have to look at the other Gemaras to shed light on it. I guess it's so self-evident. All we need this for is the Lashon Or. There's nothing to say. Okay. So the Gemara, the Braisa continues. After mentioning Mincha, and as we said, Ne'ilah, the Braisa continues, Ba'arvis. Now we're talking Motzei Yom Kippur. Mispalel me'ein shmona asar. So according to the Tanakhama, you would think you now have to go to a regular Shmona Esrei that we call Shmona Esrei, meaning 18 or, of course, 19 brachas. Rather, says the Tanakhama, you have a me'ein shmona asar. And this is what's called Havinenu. We'll see the Gemara, the source of Havinenu, just a minute in Sech the Brachos. But basically what Havinenu is a one long bracha that encompasses all of the middle brachos, the brachos of Bakasha of Shmona Esrei. That means from Atachonein until Shemea Tefillah. So connected each bracha, there's a phrase. And that entire long middle bracha, one bracha, concludes with Shemea Tefillah, which is the last bracha that you would have had if you had separate brachas. And maybe basically it's an abridged Shmona Esrei. It's Me'ein Shmona Asar. Where do we have that idea in a different context, separate from Shmona Esrei, a Me'ein of something? Anyone think of an example? Alamechia, right. Alamechia, it could be Alamechia, it could be Alagefen, it could be Al Ha'etz. In other words, the Gemara has one expression for that, all those three. Me'ein, anyone know? It's taking three brachos of the Birchas HaMazon and combining them. What is it called in the Gemara? Me'ein? Bracha achas me'ein shalosh. Those who learn Masechta Brachos know what I'm referring to. Bracha achas me'ein shalosh. So basically takes the themes of Hazanas HaKol, a benching, the theme of Nodelecha, Lortzvi Alamazon, the themes of Rachimna, and those ideas are mentioned, but it's all one bracha. That's what you do if you have Shmas Aminim, or you have wine, or you have Mizonos. So that's Me'ein Shalosh. The same idea here is Me'ein Shmona Asar. That's the idea. We're not so familiar with Havinenu because for the various reasons in Halacha, we don't typically daven Havinenu. But there is a sugya in Shas about Havinenu. According to the Tanakhama that we're reading right now, the Ma'ariv, after Yom Kippur, we wouldn't say a Shmona Esrei in full. We'll see the reasons. Pashtus is because of a Tircha de Tzibura. People already, you know, there could be reasons. We'll see soon more about it. But we don't say the whole Shemona Esrei, we do Me'ein Shemonas. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Avosav. He has a different shita. What was his shita? No, Mispalo Shemona Asar Shlemos. You daven, as we know we do, no bridged, but a full Shemona Esrei. And he gives the reason for this. Mepnei Shetzarech Lomer Havdala Bechon Hadas. Don't forget, when you have Motzei Yom Kippur, there's a requirement to include the Nusach Havdalah that we always say in Chonin Hadas, like we do Motzei Shabbos, so too Motzei Yom Kippur, Motzei Yantif, Atochonan Tanu. And because there's a Nusach Atochonan Tanu, so therefore that requires you to say the Bracha of Atochonin as an independent Bracha, and then within the Bracha of Atochonin, you have the paragraph of Vatachon Antanu, which is the reference to Inyan of Havdalah. And therefore, you can't short-circuit this Shmonesrei with the Me'in Shmonesrei of Havinenu, but we have to actually say every bracha. That was the Shita Bachanina Begamil Mishem Avosa. Okay, so we'll get into this in just a minute, but the point of bringing all this down, Alma or Tohu, obviously the or referenced here is the Ma'ariv that we start off on Yom Kippur, and therefore it's a raya that or is night, Shema Mina. Derech Agav, let me just give you a bit of an interesting machshava, just as I'm speaking, I'm reminding myself, Yom Kippur is right around the corner, so there is a certain inherent connection between the various tefillahs of Yom Kippur, the five tefillahs, Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah. Ma'ariv, Masa, Yom Kippur is something else, but the fact that all those tefillahs are said is not just pshat that Yudavin Ma'ariv, okay, Ma'ariv has independent status, Yudavin Shachris, and so on. It's true, every tefillah of Yom Kippur has an independent status, perhaps, but maybe not Ne'ilah. And even to the extent that there is an independent status on the other tefillos, but there's also a larger integration of all the tefillos. The Yesod is mentioned by the Rav, Rav Salvechik Zatzal, Yashiva Salvechik, all know, is famous for so much lumdis, but especially in the Yonim of Moed, and Yonim of Tefillah, and Yonim of Yom Noraim, used to give Yardside Rushes and Shuvah Rushes every year. I still remember as a child going to some of them in the later years. But he, and a lot of it has been written up in Sfarim, such as Hari Kedem and others. Rav Schechter has in his Sfarim many ideas of Salvechik. He pointed out, like, for example, the night of Yom Kippur, Ma'ariv, there's a piyut that begins, again, Eli, you'll forgive me if you don't say this piyut, Sfarim have a whole different nusach in the Machzer, but Yaleh, and then it goes through the Aleph Beis in reverse, Tachanuneinu Me'erev, it's Yaleh V'yavo, the Yavo Shabbosin Miboker, and then the Yeroya. Yale, the Yavo, the Yeroya, parallel to the Yale, the Yavo. But then, so it's May Erev, and then Ad Boker, Miboker, and then Ad Orev. So obviously it's very poetic and sounds very nice, and it fits a certain meter, and you have the word structured a certain way, and it goes with the Tashrak. All of that's nice, but there's another larger idea that lies behind it. So Salvation is because it's one integration of the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, that the tefillahs begin at night, and then those tefillahs go up and ascend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the tefillah of the morning, the Yavo, and that gets Ruah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yevroah and all this will be seen at Arev, because Yom Kippur is a Chativa Achas, and the essence of Yom Kippur is defined by the tefillahs of Yom Kippur, and the tefillahs of Yom Kippur are not therefore just independent tefillahs for themselves, but they become part of the larger gestalt of the essence of Yom Kippur. They merge together. And then within that idea, the Rav said that Ne'ilah in particular really cannot have independent status at all. Because what Ne'ilah represents is you could call it a booster. That's my own word. I don't think he used that word. But the idea of Ne'ilah is that through Ne'ilah, it gives power to all the tefillahs hayom of Yom Kippur to be able to ascend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, l'mashal, if somebody would not have davened the other tefillahs of Yom Kippur, so then Ne'ilah wouldn't really have, maybe you could argue, I don't know, it's no point davening Ne'ilah, because Ne'ilah is only valuable to the extent that it brings the other tefillahs up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it allows them to become integrated into Ne'ilah itself and then brought up together. So it's a very beautiful idea. You can find these svaros in the very svarim that I mentioned. So it's, as I'm reading this brisa, kind of interesting how it goes through the Seder of each tefillah. And again, I would put in everything. I would put in Mincha, of course. And it's that idea that everything is connected. Okay, that was a side point. Let's discuss the Havinenu question. Yes.
I was just wondering, why is it switching to Tashma and not Mesive over here? Like, why is it not why are we switching? Why are we not another? Wouldn't this also challenge?
Mesive could be a Mishnah or a Braisa, and here's his Tashma. Yeah, Dafka, if you look in the other places, if you look in Yuma, Pesayin and the Beis, when this is quoted, it says Mesive. It's one of those things, again, I don't know, you can check yourself, so you can just kind of say, I don't know. You know, sometimes you have similar Gemaras in different places that sometimes the Lashon is slightly different. I really don't have an answer for you. Usually Tashma, people assume it's like from a Memor of an Amora, but Lav Dafka, I don't know. Something that you notice. Good, it's nice to notice it. I did tell you that Mesive is mentioned in the other places, though. At least in Yuma that I just found. Well, you're there, I don't know. Either way, let's talk a little bit about this machlokas of Havinenu regarding Matzah Yom Kippur. Now, before we discuss Matzah Yom Kippur, let's discuss Havinenu in general. And what is Havinenu? And when is Havinenu said? And let's also think about the following question. This Raisa has a machlokas whether Havinenu is said Matzah Yom Kippur. The Tana that says not to say it is giving you the reason. Why? Because you have to add the paragraph about Havdalah, and therefore you can't fit that within Havinenu. You have to have a separate bracha atachonin and then put in that paragraph. So this is not just irrelevant for Matzah Yom Kippur, Rabbi say. If that's the case, what other tefillah couldn't have Havinenu, couldn't be done as Havinenu? Not just Matzah Yom Kippur, but every Matzah what? Every Matzah
Shabbos.
Okay, so this is going to take us to I told you to look at the sugya in Brachos. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos in the fourth parak, this is, of course, the sugya of Havinenu itself. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, learned Brachos at some point, maybe many, many years ago. Maybe you read it again at some point after that. Okay. Daf Chav Tes, the beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, a couple of dapim in. Daf Chav Tes. So we have in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Ches on the base, Rabbi Gamliel says, B'chol yom v'yom mispal adam shmon esrei. Every day a person has to do full shmon esrei, no shortcuts. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'en Yudches. Rabbi Yeshua says that you can have what's called Me'en Shmon Esrei. And then you have Rabbi Akiva, he says, M'shkurash Tfilas Abifiv, if you know the Tfilah well, because in those days you didn't have printed Sidurim, of course, so you know the Shmon Esrei, then you do Yudches. If you're not really comfortable doing everything, then it's easier to memorize, of course, one long bracha for the middle section, and therefore, then you would do Me'en Yud Ches. Okay, those are the three shittas in the Mishnah. Comes the Gemara Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph. So we have this new phrase called Me'en Shmona Esrei. What is it? So the Gemara gives us the Nusach of Havinenu. My Me'en Shmona Esrei. So Rav says it means every bracha is a bridge. Me'en Kol Bracha Bracha, but that's not what we're assuming. Shmuel Amar, and this is what we brought, what's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Me'en Yud Ches is the following. Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Drachecha Umoles Levavenu LeYirasecha. I know this is a kasha and something I said before Shir today, right? No. I hear, as I'm reading the Gemara, I'm realizing Moles Levavenu in the Pasuk in Nitzavim is not for Yira, right? What is Moles Levavenu in the Pasuk in Nitzavim we quoted before in Shir? Moles Levavenu Moshe Mekach Zababacha LeAva. Okay, so I don't know. I'm just noticing it now with you. Either way, Havinenu is connected atachonen. Moles Rabbeinu liyirasecha is, of course, Hashivenu is Avinu sarasecha. Okay, so it could be we're just borrowing the expression Moles Rabbeinu. We don't have to necessarily be latching onto the pasuk exactly. We can take poetic license. V'tislach lanu, that's lach lanu. V'tislach lanu liyos geulin, right? That's already segueing into Re'enu and Yanyenu. That's Gol Yisrael. Birachakeinu mimachalvenu, that's connected what? Birachakeinu mimachalvenu from our illnesses. Bidashneinu binaos artsecha, that's connected birchas hashanim, so rifaenu and birchas hashanim. Unifutsoseinu mi'aba tekabets. Okay, that's of course what? Tekabet shofar, mekabet idcha mu Yisrael. Vatolim aldaitcha yishpitu, that's Amelcha Mishpat, or Amelcha Yvstakal Mishpat. That's the machinim. The yismachu tzadikim bevinyan ircha ubetikon echalecha ubetsmichas kerun david adecha ubarichas ner uvenisha mishrichecha. So this is really what? It's Yerushalayim ircha with Tzemach David. All these themes are being highlighted very, very much in short. Ter nikra atasana, Baruchat Hashem Shemiya Tefillah. Okay, so this is what Rabbi Yeshua said a person can do every single day. So instead of Shemoneh Esrei taking 4 or 5 minutes, Shemoneh Esrei could take maybe 2 minutes, right? 2.5 minutes. You have the first 3 brachas, the last 3 brachas, and 1 bracha of Havineinu in the middle. What more do we know about Havineinu in the Gemara? Light Allah. Abaye Madamatsi Havineinu. Abaye didn't think it was a good thing. He felt that a person shouldn't combine all the brachas together, so he discouraged it. He cursed someone who says Havineinu. Continues the Gemara. Now we'll get to the question of how it relates to a Motzi Shabbos, a Motzi Yom Kippur that we just saw. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. What does he say? The halacha. Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havineinu. A person may daven Havineinu, like Rabbi Yeshua says in the Mishnah, except, says Rabbi Nachman Amar Shmuel, except Chut Motzi Shabbos Umotzi Yom Tovim. B'pnei Shetzarach Kol Avdo B'chol Nadas. So Rav Nachman sounds like he's using the same logic that our Braisa that we're quoting is used by Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum Avosav, not to say Havineinu Amotzei Yom Kippur because of the need to say Havdol B'chon Hadas. So Rav Nachman is saying, Meshmuel, that's why you can't say Havineinu on Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yantar because of the same consideration. But wait, here the Gemara doesn't understand why that's a problem. Is it really a big deal? You could say Havineinu, you could still accommodate Havdalah as well. Maskif la Rabba Bar Shmuel. In fact, Rabba Bar Shmuel, what's the big deal, Rav Nachman? Why are you saying this? Why can't you say Havineinu? V'neimra bracha revius bifnei atzma. So this is one kasha. One kasha is, make a separate bracha. Migo Tanan Rabbi Kiva Omer Omer bracha vis bifnei atzma. You can have a separate bracha of Abdullah. Add a separate bracha of Abdullah. Rabbi Kiva holds that way. Where do you do it? Sigmar says we can't do that. We never do Rabbi Kiva any other time. So why would we suddenly do Motzi Shabbos? Because we are metakin a certain number of brachas, 18, not 19. Therefore, we can't make a new bracha. Okay, so that's not an option. We can't make Havineinu, and then have another middle bracha of Havdalah, of Mavdim and Kodesh Luchol. Okay, so that doesn't work. But there's another kasha. Maskif for Mazutra. 3 lines from when they get wide. Maskif for Mazutra. What about this? B'nechlela michlal Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Hamavdil ben Kodesh Luchol. Simple suggestion. How does Havineinu begin? Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Ladas Drachecha. So now we're holding Keneged Wat Chonin Hadas. So just insert a couple of words that reflect the theme of Havdalah. And you've accommodated mentioning Havdalah. The equivalent of Havdalah B'chon Hadas is to say Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu Hamavde B'Kodesh Luchol and continue in Havineinu. What's the problem? So why can't you daven Havineinu Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yantif? Just add Hamavde B'Kodesh Luchol right in the middle of Havineinu. So for this, the Gemara doesn't have an answer, kasha. What does kasha always mean? Does it mean that the halacha is not true? Or does it mean that the Gemara doesn't bother giving us a teretz? What's the general rule that Rishonim tell us about kasha versus tiyufta?
Who knows? Sure, there is an answer. The Gemara doesn't
give an answer. The Gemara doesn't tell us. So the halacha doesn't change. The halacha is what it is. But meanwhile, we have a new consideration that really it shouldn't be a big deal to say Hamav the Kodesh Luchol within Havineinu. So the question now that raised by the Tosfos and here in Nida, how come this consideration, the Gemara is asking, does not get raised in connection to the Shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel regarding Motzei Yom HaKippurim? In other words, here as well, he says, we can't say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei Havineinu Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? Because you can't get around the fact you have to say Hamavdei Kodesh Luchol. You have to do Havdalah. So do it this way. The Gemara doesn't ask the kasha. It doesn't get mentioned in our Braisa. So this is Tosus' issue. Take a look. Tosus in Brachas. I gave you Tosus in Brachas. V'had Yamrinan B'Perek Kama D'Nida. This is the Gemara Nida. What's the reason why we don't do it? And our Gemara doesn't say. Tosa says, Mipnei Tzibur, Mipnei Atainis. Okay, so that's the reason for the Tanakama. Torah Tzibur, people are already fasting, so we let you off the hook, a shorter Ma'ariv, less brachas habinein. That's the basic reason given why the Tanakhama says you could say me'en yudches on Motzei Yom Kippur. Meanwhile, Maisa Tosa says something else in Nida also, but all right, this is the reason that we're going to go with. So, the Yesh Omrim, this is the other opinion. Okay. The Tema, Amaylo Parach Nichla Bahavineinu. Why doesn't this Kasha of the Gemara relate to the Shita of Chani Begamliel on the Brais of Matzah Yom HaKippurim? Why does the question only raise the Rav Nachman and Meshmuel regarding Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yantif? Sounds like Rav Chaim Gamliel, his argument that you can't do it Matzah Yom HaKippurim is more compelling, and there's no kasha that one could raise that the Gemara is asking over here. What about adding Rav Mikol Shulchol? Why? What's the difference? Either way, you should ask the kasha. You could say, I'm Rav Mikol Shulchol, Mil of Habinein. So Tosus gives the teretz. It's also the Rashba says his teretz in Nida, one of his terutzim. The Yeshulama Dilo Dami. It's not exactly analogous. The Gemara in Brachis, that Rav Nachman and Meshmuel said a person can always say Havineinu, except Matzei Shabbos and Yantif. And the Shita, the Tanakama here, that we quote in the Brayis and Sachin, that you generally don't say Havineinu, but Matzei Yom Kippur, we want to make it easier for you, so you say Havineinu. So the answer is as follows. Why doesn't we ask the Kasha on our Brayisa? Dilo Dami, the Hasam, Kolash, we're talking about somebody who's always davening a hoshman esrei. Kolash anakula mispal yudches. Elamai, we want to give people a break, one tefillah a year, one ma'ariv a year. Matzah Yom Kippur, a long day, you're fasting, Torah Hatzibur, okay, havineinu. Wait a second, you can't do that, because you're going to have to say, Havdalah. The ain lon I say Abdullah within Havinainu, the ain lon lahakshos vinichal mechal, kide lashanos haminog shal koashana. In other words, you can do something different. You never do that. You never do that. You never do Abdullah v'chon hadas in the way of just saying a ref and rabbin koshal. You always say normal atachon antanu. So that's why we're not going to ask the kasha. Aval hacha shal koashana kula shal koashana spal Havinainu. Here, you're davening Havineinu all year. So say Havineinu, Matzei Shabbos is low, Matzei Yantif is low, and add Havna Be'Kol Shulchol. Over there, you're always davening regular Shmone Esrei. So then the Gemara is not going to ask a kasha. You should say Havna Be'Kol Shulchol in the middle of Havineinu. This is what Tosa says to explain why the kasha is only a kasha in the Gemara and Brach.
Rebbe?
Questions, yes.
But what does he mean when he says that we say Havineinu the whole year? Meaning we say the normal Shmoneh Esrei the whole year, or we say Havineinu the whole...
In other words, what the Gemara and Brachis is told about is a person can generally say Havineinu. A person is always saying Havineinu. That's what he's always used to saying. So then we tell you, no, on Shabbos, Matzai Shabbos, Matzai Yandav, don't say Havineinu. Gemara says, why not? He's comfortable with Havineinu. So say Havineinu, and you'll add Hamad Mikodesh Shulchol. That's why the Gemara has the Kasha over there. But when you have... Go ahead.
He's saying Havineinu the whole year, or since he's allowed to say Havineinu the whole year, he's not changing a minhag.
No, he says that he could. So it could be a person is commonly saying it. And now we want... So now, let him be consistent with what he's doing all the time. And he'll be able to accommodate Abdullah with the extra reference of Abdin Kol Shulchol.
Rebbe, so they're just talking about two different types of people? That
The context of the Braisa by us is that we're not talking about someone who's regularly doing Havineinu. We want to make a special halacha from Matzah Yom Kippur to say Havineinu.
But would they both agree that whatever your minhag is, if you usually do Havineinu, then you could...
By a regular person in our Gemara, we're talking about a person who's davening a regular Matzah Shabbos, regular Matzah Yantif, he's not saying Havineinu. So he's saying a regular Atachonan Tanu with the whole Nusach HaMavlin Kodesh Lechol within a Bracha Vatachonen. Now we want to tell him, oh, Matzah Yom Kippur, we're going to do the following for you. You're going to say Havineinu, and your Havdalah is going to be a different kind of Havdalah. It's not going to be a Nusach Vatachonan Tanu with part of an Atachonen Bracha. It's going to be four words within Havineinu. That we're not going to do. That's why you could say justifiably that we don't say Havineinu Matzah Yom Kippur. But if we're talking about somebody who's regularly saying Havineinu throughout the year, so let him continue saying Havineinu. And what's the big problem? Matzah Shem Matzah Yantif, he'll have to say Hamagon Shchut in Havineinu. That's the Gemara's Kash. Clear, everybody? That's the difference.
Is this totally on the Minhag HaMakom, or is it Minhag of the individual person?
Toast doesn't say. I think we're
like,
talking
if about... Shul was all doing Atachonan Tanu and this one guy was doing Havineinu in the middle, like a, even if, is that a problem?
In our Brisa, we're told that this is the rule for everybody, that people should not have to daven a regular Shemoneh Esrei Motzei Yom Kippur. We're saying that this is now the new rule. So that, Rav Chaim Gamliel says, can't make a rule like that. Because the whole year round, when people are having Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yantif, they're not saying Havineinu with an extra Mavi Kosher Chol. They're saying Atachonan Tanu is part of Atachonen. So now we're not going to say that because of Torah and of the Tainus and everything else that we're going to have them say Havineinu with Mavi Kosher Chol. That was the that's why here there's no issue. That's why it makes sense that you don't say Havineinu at all. But over here, the Gemara has a kasha because the person is generally davening Havineinu. So let him say Havineinu, Motzei Shabbos, and Motzei Yantif, and just add Hamavi Koshecho. This is his Shemoneh Esrei. This is what he generally does. Kol Hashana Kula, right? A person's Mispalo Havineinu means that's what you do. So why can't you do it on Motzei Shabbos as well, like is what you always do? I have Dala, okay, we have an Eitzah for you. Put it into Havineinu. Okay, what about the kasha, Sakaka? What's the answer? What's the answer to the kasha? Sounds like a good kasha. The Gemara doesn't give a teretz. Rabbeinu Yonah gives a teretz. He says the halacha is, like Rav Nachman and Shmuel, that a person, at least, what he's saying, could very well possibly daven Havineinu the rest of the year, but he can't do it Motzei Shabbos and Yantif. Why not? Put in the reference of Havdalah within Havineinu, like the Gemara asks. What's the teretz to the Gemara's kash? So it's an interesting Rabbeinu Yonah on this. What does he say? You see the lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah? It's in Daf Yutes on the base in Dapi Harif. Dibra Maschil Mipnei Shetzarach Lomar Havdalah Bechon Hadas. That's the reason why you can't say Havineinu Motzei Shabbos. Ubi Gemara Shalel, Kimo Sha'omer Me'en Kol Bracha Ubracha Mishmona Esrei, Lama Eina Omer Gamkein Me'en Havdala, V'yispalel Havineinu Afil Motzei Shabbos Motzei Yom Tovim, V'nisha B'kushya. Okay, so that's a Gemara's question without an answer. But I'll tell you something, Rabbeinu Yonah says. Tell me, Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah. I feel like Nusi the Shmuel Hilchas Ahavi. Halacha is, in fact, that person may say Havineinu, but not a Motzei Shabbos. That not doesn't allow you to say, why not? Say it the way the Gemara is asking. The Efshalomer Tam B'Davar. Let's listen carefully how he learns it. The Mishmahachi go Tkinu Me'ein Havdalah. They couldn't do a Me'ein Havdalah. They couldn't create a phrase within Havineinu, corresponding to Havdalah. Why? Mipnei sh'Havdalah ain't a bracha bifnei atzma. Havdalah, again, unlike the Shita that the Gemara quotes there in Brachas of Yekiva, that Havdalah becomes its own bracha, Motzei Shabbos, Havdalah is never its own bracha. It's rather folded into an existing bracha. Ela she'anu kolim osa b'brach birchas atachone. Right? Havdalah never gets its own bracha. It's an addition to an existing bracha. Memela says Rabbi Yonah, v'im hayu omrim, if you would mention the theme of Havdalah as a distinct phrase within the flow of Havinenu, v'im hayu omrim me'in Havdalah hayanireh she'havdalah hi bracha b'fnei atzma, because it's a separate thought with a separate phrase within Havinenu. It would give the impression that Havdalah is that this reference is connected an independent bracha. Kevin says, "Kino me'in Havdalah, k'moshe tiknu me'in shab brachas." M'pi Mori Harav, not Rachman Aparke, meaning Rabbeinu Yonah. What is he saying? Rabbeinu Yonah's answer that to put a phrase, a distinct phrase about Hamad b'Kosecho within Havinenu would have meant that it's connected a bracha of Havdalah. But there is no separate bracha of Havdalah. Havdalah is only a haskara within a bracha. And to have a separate thought within Avinenu that states the inyan Mabekosh L'chol would mean, so to speak, that there's a separate bracha of Havdalah. And since there is no separate bracha of Havdalah, there's no Eitzah to have it in Havinenu.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Why can we say that the Gemara's suggestion in brachos was that we'll say the three brachos before, the three brachos after Havinenu, and then the not a me'ain Havdalah, but a regular Havdalah? So why can we say that was the suggestion and not that it was saying that we need to say a me'ain Havdalah, and therefore it's a problem because it's
more originally important. Asked, there were two kashas in brachos. If more originally asked, say it as a separate bracha, the Gemara says we don't ever do that. We never say Havdalah as a separate bracha. We only fold it within existing bracha. Then the Gemara had a kasha, okay, so then do that. Fold it within Havinenu by adding early on Hamad Mekoshulchol, kasha. That the Gemara doesn't bother addressing as the answer. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I have an answer for you. Because if it were to be mentioned as a separate, distinct thought, as a phrase, independent phrase within Havinenu, that would mean effectively that Havdalah is its own bracha. Because every time you get to a phrase in Avinenu that represents a new distinct idea, that's because it's connected a bracha. And since Havdalah is never its own bracha, therefore you can't allow that phrase to be part of Avinenu. This Rabbeinu Yonah became famous for answering another kasha. I know we're holding soon Rosh Hashanah, but in a couple of months, Hashem should live and this give us a good year, Tavshin Pei Aleph, and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be able to think about Chanukah in a very happy way with the vaccine and other things, as was Hashem. It's a kasha for Chanukah, okay? The kasha for Chanukah is as follows. I asked you before, besides Me'ein Yud Ches, what's the other Me'ein that we mentioned before? Me'ein Shalosh. Me'ein Shalosh is Ala Michya, Ala Eitz, Ala Gefen. The halacha is that when a person is going to say Me'in Shalosh on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yantif, there's an extra askara that gets mentioned, just as if you were doing benching, you say Ritzei in benching on Shabbos. So we add just before, toward the end of the bracha, we add Ritzei Be'achuzim Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. If it were to be on Yantif or Shchodesh, we would add Zachreinu Tovim Moshachodesh Hazeh. If it's on Yamim Tovim, we say Besamcheinu. There's different Nuschos if you look in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. But Lamaisa, look in any bencher, you'll see what I'm referring to, right? There is a specific reference that you're maskir in the Bracha Me'in Shalosh, Keneged Ritzei, Keneged Yalav Yavo. Because of Me'ein HaMa'orah, to acknowledge that it's, you know, you're not chozer if you leave it out, but you mention it because of Shabbos or Yantif and so on. So the question is, what about Chanukah Purim? So Chanukah Purim, if we bench, the Gemara has in Sugin Shabbos, second parak, that we say Ala Nisim in Birchas HaMazon, not only in Tefillah, in Birchas HaMazon. What if a person has Sufganiyot, which very likely they'll have over Chanukah, right? So you're going to have to make an Ala Michya. Do we say Ala Nisim in an Askara for Ala Nisim in the Ala Michya of Chanukah? What's the answer? You know the answer. We don't. And that's Buran Halach. We don't make mention of Alanisim in Me'in Shalosh. So the question is why? In the Simon Reish Ches and Archaim, it's brought, you mentioned Me'in Ma'ora on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yantif, and yet on Chanukah Purim, it's brought, we don't mention it. What's the difference? So there are a lot of suggestions for answers. We're not going to go through the range of answers. There are a lot of answers that are given, all valid. But the famous answer, it's a tribute to Rav Chaim, but it really came before Rav Chaim. It's mentioned in other Svarim. There's a Sefer, Minchas Ani, earlier, Acharon, others have said it as well, but people made it famous because Rav Chaim apparently liked it, and because of that, it became known as Rav Chaim's Teretz, but it's not Rav Chaim himself. And that's because there's another kasha. Before we answer Alanisim on Chanukah, let's ask another kasha. And the kasha is, we just read Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the answer to the Gemara's question on Havineinu from Motzai Shabbos, why you can't add Hamad B'Kodesh Shechol in Motzai Shabbos in Havineinu, is because to do that would suggest that Havdalah is its own bracha, and you only do a Me'ein Yudches, what would be Keneged, a separate bracha. And Hamad B'Kodesh Shechol is never a separate bracha. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, now, how can we say within Me'in Shalosh, an askara of Ritzei, a sentence about Ritzei for Shabbos, a sentence about Rosh Chodesh, a sentence about the Yamim Tovim, L'chora, there too, Ritzei, Yalav Yavo, are not independent brachas. They're just a paragraph within an existing bracha. So why here do we in fact include a reference to something which is not independent bracha? According to Rabbeinu Yonah's Svara, to answer the Gemara's Kasha by Havineinu, then we have a Kasha by Me'in Shalosh. But what's the answer? The answer is because, truthfully, the Askara of Shabbos in Birchas Hamazon and the Askara of Yalviyavo in Birchas Hamazon conceivably can be its own bracha too. And this is an important halacha that people should know about if it should be nogeya in a situation where a person forgot to say Ritzei, forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and they meanwhile finished the bracha of Rachim, the bracha of Uvnei Yerushalayim, and you said bracha Hashem Bonei, the Racham of Yerushalayim, Amen, but you haven't yet started the next bracha, Baruch Hashem HaTov HaMeit bracha. What happens then? So this is a sugya in brachas in the seventh parak, and it's all Kepaskin and Shulchan Aruch, that there is a separate bracha that was niskan, keneged Shabbos, keneged Rosh Chodesh, keneged Yamim Tovim. And that bracha would be said, Baruch Ata Hashem, it would be said between Boni Yerushalayim and Atov V'Ameitiv. That's the sugya in brachas, daf memtes, in the seventh parak. And again, it's all brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Brachas. So the bottom of the Amud, Memtes Amud Aleph, Ta v'lo hizkir shel Shabbos, Omer Baruch shenasen Shabbosos l'mnucha l'amo Yisrael be'ahava l'os u'lebris Baruch mekadesh haShabbos. A similar thing by Yantif, Ta v'lo hizkir shel Yantif, you say at that point, Baruch shenasen yom tovim l'amo Yisrael l'simcha l'zikar Baruch mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. Similar by Yosh Chodesh, is a special nusach that you could say, Baruch Shinasan Rashi Chadashim, Amo Yisrael Zikaron. Okay, the details you can look in Shulchan Aruch about. I always recommend, Mitzvah Hashem, those of you who are getting married soon, who are already Chasanim Shmu, I see you, I see Ezra, those of you, Mitzvah Hashem, be Chasanim, you have to pick a bencher for your Chasana, right? If you have any say in the bencher you pick, my personal recommendation is pick a bencher that includes this nusach habracha for somebody who's shachach lomar ritzei or yalav yavo. Not all the benchers have it. The art school bencher, I don't believe, has it. Some benchers do have it, some don't. But it's a good idea because someone could be using your bencher, and nebach could be a situation where they forgot ritzei yalav yavo and they haven't started the fourth bracha, and they'll have the nusach. They don't have the gemar brachas in front of them, daf mem tes, or the Shulchan Aruch Chelek Beis Mishtabura, but they'll have the bencher. The bencher will give them the exact nusach habracha to So we had to pick out Brenshit from my daughter's chasana. We spoke to Rabbi Twersky at Mechutin, and I said, whatever you want is good, but it would be nice if we can get the Birchas HaOreach and the Nusach HaBracha for one who shachach omer v'tzei yal v'yavo. So we were accommodated. That's just an interesting halacha. Coming back to the question. So why do we add v'tzei in Me'in Shalosh? Why do we add Zachreinu, Samcheinu sentence in Me'in Shalosh? It's not a separate bracha. The answer is it is. Conceivably, it can be. There are instances where Ritzei can become an independent bracha, and Yal V'Yavo for Shchodesh, for Yom Tovim, can be a separate bracha. And therefore, it's not inappropriate to add the sentence in Me'in Shalosh that could correspond to what would be a separate bracha. Incidentally, it explains something very interesting in terms of the placement of that sentence. If you go through in your head the Nusach HaBracha Me'en Shalosh, where do we add Urtzei V'Achru Yitzeinu B'Yom HaShabbos? Take Shabbos for a second. Do we add it before Uvnei Yerushalayim or after? Go through the Nusach in your mind. Uvnei Yerushalayim Me'akodesh Me'er V'Meina V'Aleinu V'Solcha V'Samachin V'Yana V'Nocham V'Yizva M'tuba. We already said Uvnei Yerushalayim. What didn't we say yet? Ki ata Hashem tovu meitiv lakol. That's the sentence keneged atov ha-meitiv. That's the drabanan bracha. So we actually insert Urtzei V'Achru Yitzeinu in our Me'en Shalosh in the place where it would have been a separate bracha for a person who would forget to say it in the bracha Bon Yerushalayim. We don't say it before we say Bnei Yerushalayim in Me'en Shalosh. We say it after Bnei Yerushalayim, just before what would be atov ha-meitiv. And that's beautiful because that's Rabbeinu Yonah's point, that whatever gets mentioned within a Me'ein Yudches, and in this case a Me'ein Shalosh, is something that would have warranted its own bracha. Says Rav Chaim and whoever else said it, that's the answer why Chanukah Upurim doesn't have an Askara Me'ein Shalosh. Because Chanukah Upurim Zal HaNisim can never become a separate bracha. It's remains always as an insertion within the bracha of Nodelecha. It never can, even if you forget it in Nodelecha, there's no Eitzah, except the Ramah says you can say in Harachamans, you can say Al HaNisim in Harachamans, but you never have Al HaNisim converted to an independent bracha, and therefore there's no Askara Me'in Shalosh. It's a brilliant answer to the Kasha, why we don't say Al HaNisim Me'in Shalosh. Okay, that's Rabbeinu Yonah. Eli, yes.
So why don't we have a bracha for Al HaNisim and for Purim and Chanukah in actual Birkat HaMazon, if you miss it?
They never misaken it. They were only misaken a bracha for Haskara of Shabbos, Haskara of Yantif, of Rosh Chodesh. In a case where there was not an Haskara within the bracha, they were misaken except in Nusach. But for Al HaNisim, it's a different halacha. It's a Pesumi Nisa idea. So it was only the extent that it was Niskan and instituted as a paragraph within the bracha of Nodoch al Hartzel HaMazon. But they never were misakin al HaNisim to be a separate bracha. But Ritzei and Yal V'Yavo could have, for the various occasions, could have become a separate bracha. And therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah's thesis remains correct in terms of the Me'in Shalosh that we can mention an Askara Keneged that what would have, that would conceivably potentially be its own bracha. So you see, Rabbeinu Yonah is very interesting. It's an answer in terms of Havineinu for the Gemara's Kasha, but Mimela, you run with it, and you understand that not only is it not a Kasha on why we say Me'en Shalosh and Askara, it actually works out to answer why there yes, and Chanukah not.
Okay, Rabbi, so I was just wondering, with Ritzei, and like, why doesn't it have its own bracha? Why is it just an Askara? What separates it from a normal bracha and Birkas HaMazon?
The theme of Ritzei connects to the Indian of we talk about Nechama of Yerushalayim there too. If you look at the Nusach of Ritzei in the longer version, so it does mention the Hareinu Hashem Benechma Fiyani Rechav and Yerushalayim Kodshecha. So I guess originally they felt that there's enough of a theme within Shabbos to connect it to the existing bracha of Rachem. But in the event that a person didn't say the whole paragraph of Ritzei, there was one, some Rishonim had a Nusach Nachamenu, not Ritzei. I mean, the point is it dovetails with the theme of Binyan Yerushalayim, but in a case where it doesn't get mentioned, so then you mention the Inyan of Shabbos as a separate bracha. The Inyan of Ritzei is to be kover the Suda. And this is true for Yalav Yavo, true, as a Suda Shabbos. That's how the Rav explained. The Rav has a lot of lumdis on these in Yonim, in the seventh parak and brachis. It's to be koveya the Suda as a Suda Shabbos. That's why by Shalash Shudis, when there's no chiv to wash, if you forget Ritzei, you don't repeat benching. Because it's only when the Suda requires you to wash that you have to say that without Haskara of Ritzei, there would be no chalos in the benching. The benching is connected to the Suda, and the Suda had to be because of Shabbos. That's why by Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyav Suda. There's a whole Shaila Dafka Halacha L'maisa by Rosh Chodesh, by Rosh Hashanah, because there are those Shitas in Rishonim that allow fasting in Rosh Hashanah. To Machlokes Rishonim, Machaben Ramab mentioned also this Inyan, and therefore the Shaila could come up if a person would forget Yalav Yavo on a Suda of Rosh Hashanah, to the extent that there might be Shitas that you don't have to eat on Rosh Hashanah, you could fast Rosh Hashanah, even though that's not the mainstream position for us, could be you wouldn't repeat benching. It's a whole shayla. It's a shayla to look into. Anyway, that's the Inyan of Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's go back to our Gemara, finish, if we could, the next couple of lines, and try to just make a sikum of all the rayas that we had on what or is. So that's the Inyan of or, to prove that we have another Shema Mina, right? So that's another Shema Mina, that or means night. Finally, and this is the clincher, right? Tashma. This is a Tashma. This is another Raya. Again, it says Tashma here. The Tani de Beis Shmuel. This is a Braisa that's discussing Mamish our Inyan. This is like Mamish the peak, because until now we're beating around the bush somewhat. Yeah, we had Rav Yehuda that talks about, you know, Bidika, but this is Mamish, the Halacha for itself. Leilei Arba Asar Botkin Es HaChomets Loran there. He uses a word that is unequivocal in its meaning. And he says the mitzvah is on the night of the 14th to do bedikas chametz. Is the brayso that obviously sheds light on our Mishnah, al ma'or ur tahu. In other words, because until now we were thinking that if the machkasal kedaitach, that manda amalele lein mamish, and one who says nagi nagi mamish, meaning that the bedika would have been in the morning of Yudalid, here it's clear as day, pardon the pun, it clear as day that the bedikas chametz has to be done at night, leile, alma urtuhu, and therefore that's the clear maskana. Ella, bein Rav Huna, bein Rav Yehuda, both Amorayim that got us started right on the beginning of the Gemara, the kulei alma or urtuhu, both agree that or means night. The lo pligi, they're not really arguing like we originally thought. The only thing is, mar ki asrei, umar ki asrei. De Rav Huna karu nagi, uba asrei Rav Yehuda karu leili. In other words, when each one said my or, so Rav Huna said nagi because where he lived, people would use the word nagi to refer to night. Or means nagi is milashin or. But the point is, it's all a euphemism, right? Why did they use that? Because it's a way of saying, like a person who can't see is often referred to as Sagi Nohar, right? He has a lot of light. It's a euphemism, metaphor. So they used to use the word Nagi to describe the word Or, to mean, which means night, but they used the word light to mean night, because it's a nice way to speak. And in Rabbi Yehuda's location, they used the word Lele, and that's why each one said what they said to define the words in the Mishnah, but the Pshat is not in dispute, and Bedikas Chametz is clearly done at night, and Or means night, and that's therefore the Pshat. And the Gemara is going to go on. So why does our Tana have to use the word or, unlike the Braisa that uses the word lele? That's going to get into the next part of Sugya of Lashon Nekiyah. Anything in Rashi? Rashi says, Ba'asrei, Derav Yehuda, Derav Huna, Karu, Urta, Nagi. Yeah. So let's step back and do a sikum of what we saw, right? This is a good time to do it. We had initially seven rayas on the question regarding from Psukim, right? Six of those seven we're going to prove which direction? Six of the seven rayas, we're trying to prove that or means?
Nagi.
Nagi day. One of them, koch veor, was to prove that it means night. All those rayas were deflected. With the fact that we deflected the rayas, we can revisit the halacha of noder min haor, if you're us or not, in oren shel kochavim, because when we said that, that was because we wanted to show that koch veor maybe could mean, right, hameirim, and even though all kochavim hameirim, but it has to do with this halacha. But if, in fact, or means night, then that halacha suddenly doesn't have any hechrach to it. So now you don't know if the halacha is, in fact, like the Gemara mentioned. That's the only thing that could be affected with the first seven rais. Then after that, we had how many rais from the Shnayis and Braises? Let's see if we can do the count correctly. Was it eight? How many rais did we have? Who's keeping cheshbon? After the seven rais from Tanakh, how many rais? Let's go through. The first one, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Botkin or Garba Asar, that was one. Then we had Isar Sias Malacha, Mishasa Or, that's two. Then we had, the third one was Masian Masuos, right? Ori Buro is three. Then we had a person who needs Kiddush Nerem Bagayim Laora, that's four. Now we have the top of Daf Gimel Aleph, Hamapeles Or Lepe Aleph is five. Then we had Yochel Yeinechel Or Leshlishi, that's by Nosar, that's six. Then we have the two from today, that means Or of Yom Kippur. And then the final one is the Braisa of, right, Leili Arba Asa Bognes HaChametz. So we have eight. Of those eight, how many were resulted in a definitive conclusion? How many were pushed aside? No, so the first one was a Raya, Shema Mina. The second one, Mishasa Or, we wanted to say could work out that the Machokis is really whether the Isa Melacha starts Halos HaShachar versus Netzachama. So we deflected that. The Raya from Masih Masuos was good, Shema Mina. The Raya from Kiddush Adayim Raglayim was pushed aside, Or HaShayini. So two so far were pushed aside. All the others were Shmaminas, right? Okay, so we have eight from Mishnayis of Raisis, six of which were compelling, two of which we were able to deflect. Okay, now the obvious question bothering the Rishonim is what? I don't understand, why is Igmar bothering with all this? Once we got to the first Raya that proved what it proved, Shmamina, so Zeh, why are you continuing? Why are you continuing? We had already the Raya from Rabbi Yehuda. The very first Raya from the Mishnayis and Raises, it was really the Mishnah Daf Yudam and Beis. Botkin Orgo Yudalid Uvabasa Shachris Bishasa Bir. So that proved Bedika was at night. It even proved Bedika seemingly, right? So Shmamina. Alma Shmamina. So why you continue? And what happens? We continue and we had, turns out we had six altogether. We had Shmaminas, 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 one after the other. Why do we keep going? So the first one I see that asked is Kasha, doesn't say much on it, Rabbeinu Hananel, on the side of Beis on the Beis, right after the first Raya was brought, and then he goes on to another one from Issa Melacha. Rabbeinu Hananel just comments, he notices it, he says, Shema Michal de or to Shema Mina, right? The Kevan Shin is Barer, Kizeho or Shashanina Mishnasin or Tahu, Lamali Lamema O Tashma. Why do you have to bring another Raya? By the way, this is Avigdor, you asked me about Tashma versus Mesivei. See, he calls it Tashma. And what does the Gemara have by us? By the second Raya? What do you have in your Gemaras? I have Mesive, you know? So again, the gear says 100% clear. It's Mesive Tashma. He has a cold Tashma. Yesh Lomar. Ki lo mizu ha-mishta levada shamanu ki or tohu el gam yesh lana lomod mizu ha-cheres. No. What does he say? It's hard to know what he means. He says, yeah, the Gemara wants to show you. I can prove it from other places too. The Gemara is not just letting it be one Raya. I have other Rayas too. That's Rabbeinu Hananel. That's Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu David, the Talmud of the Ramban, also sensitive to his question. And he asked Akasha right after again, at one of the points in the Gemara, Alma or Uta Ushmamina, Hatam Sherabu Besugya Rayos Basarayos Sha'or Urtu. Why are we going on with Raya after Raya after Raya? Why isn't one sufficient? Bipnei Sherotsu Lochiach Tchila Sheyesh Lanu Or Shemashma Ulai Lokidib Rab Yehuda Bulukdib Rav Huna Shehu Omesh Orhu Olam Amashma Uso. Rav Huna seems to think at this point we're assuming many things Or means light. So we want to prove that Or can mean Laila. Okay. So Rav Huna sounds like he holds that Or means day. So once I find one, obviously it's not exactly true. You see, Or can mean night. But still doesn't prove our point as far as Mishnah B'dikas Chametz. Badayin ein kusha Rav Huna, because even if you find some place that's referring to Laila as Or, no, just because I have one shmamina, it means, okay. So Rav Huna says, I'm not giving up so fast. Okay. So that example, or means day. But B'dikas Chametz, maybe, I mean, that example, or means night. B'dikas Chametz, as far as I'm concerned, or means day. It's not just one, it's a pattern. Sha'akachat emotzi es kulan. And what is the clincher? What is so compelling about that? So what does he say? Really, one raya is not enough, two rayas are not enough, because Rav Huna could still say, but these are exceptions, but the past, you can have exceptions, but past is or should be day, and therefore bidikas chamit by day. So once we get to the last one, and the Gemara probably purposely did that, the Gemara could have probably brought that right away, and then it would have been case closed. Mustami means that that's the Gemara's cheshbon, that the Gemara waited to show you, look, you know, this is not enough, now this is the clincher. The only ha'ara that's left is, but wait a second. Ask me the next question. Anticipate the question.
We had one earlier.
We have the chametz. Excellent. The first one of the brises or the Mishnah is dafyun habeis of Yehuda b'dikas chametz, and we said that means that means night. Even though we had a har, then maybe it means alos hashachar. But we gave answers v'tzrach others. But we were talking b'dikas chametz. Why wouldn't that have done the trick? So he says, yeah, but that's Rav Yehuda. Says the Rabbeinu David, that's not necessarily enough. He says, Ulamala, the next sentence from Rabbeinu David, Ulamala, and the guy's going to have Rabbeinu David maybe, I'm sorry, I should have made a copy for you. Ulamala she'evil medibri Rabbi Yehuda, she'amar bovkin oro ba'asar, api she'u be'inyan atzmo, efshir she'dibri Rabbi Yehuda heim, be'in chacham modim lo, she'rab Yehuda hu she'amar or la'ar ba'asar, uba'ar ba'asar shachris, which is mashma or she'u laila. The Chacham never said the word shachris in the second sentence that they used. The Chacham lo badak or arba asar yivdak ba'arba asar. The lo amru shachris. So maybe there's another nekuda that differentiates Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda might hold that the first time for bedika is at night. Leil yudalid. But the Chachamim, I mean, the main machokis is that the Chacham allow you to do bedika even toch hamoed and achar hamoed, as we saw, even after Chatzos, according to Rashi, and even after Pesach, according to Tosfos. But it could be that there's another Nakuda here, that the Chachamim say that the first Bedika is by day. Because they never said Shachris the second sentence. So Yehuda said Shachris the second time, so obviously when he said Or, he meant the night. But Chachamim may be differently. Maybe for them, the Or is in fact by day. So the only thing that really proves it, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is the Brice of Tana Devei Shmuel at the end. So according to the Rach, the Gemara just wants to have more rice. Could have been a David, it's Pshat, the first thing Gemara wants to show you that there clearly has to be possibility for Or to mean night, but the fact that you might find it once or twice or three times is still, Rav Huna could say, but B'dikas Chametz wise, it could still mean the pashtus of the word day. Once the Gemara proves it from the last Raya, obviously the Gemara's Choser and says, obviously it's just a question of what usage people had in Rav Huna's location, but if for sure means night.
Rabbi, yes. I'm just curious, like, why doesn't it just bring like two rayas and then just bring the last one?
I think the answer is, we'll see Rabbi Maram Chalav in a second. I think the answer is the Gemara was strategic. The Gemara knows it's building up, so the Gemara leaves for the ace card for last. You know, that's just the way Masada the Gemara. The Maram Chalava, he's a Talmud of either of the Rasba or the son of the Rasba, is close to Tkufas HaRasba. Maram Chalava also is sensitive to the same issue, and he has a couple of suggestions on the same question. Maram Chalava says, Dibar Maschel Alma or Toshma Mina. So he says, interesting suggestion initially. Afal Gav Demasik Shma Mina. The Gemara is still asking more kashas. Piresh HaRashba, he brings from the Rashba. We don't have his now Rashba, what I'm aware of. The Kulu La Bechad Be Midrasha. You see, you read the Gemara on a page, you think that this is what's going on in the Beis Medrash that day or that week, that they're bringing Raya and another Raya and another Raya, another Raya, and like they already had a Raya, so why are they going on? It's not the way it works. It's an interesting suggestion. Different rayos were brought in different batei medrash. V'ravina v'ravashi misadru luhu kulu ba'adadi. In other words, these rayos were coming in different places. In different, one was in Sura, one was in Pumbedisa, Achveis. Different people had rayos. And Ravina Ravashi were misadru the Gemara, and they just put the rayos in the way that they did. Some of them were deflected, some of them were defended, were not deflected. But meanwhile, they just put out, there was this Shema Mina brought in this Beis Medrash, there was this Shema Mina brought in this, there was this attempt over here, but it was rejected. So they were misadir it. That is the first answer B'Shem HaRashba that Maram Chalava gives. V'nira Od, another suggestion, to B'Shem Shema Mina Kama Shabi Yalav Te'ika Or Davi Or. So this is along the lines of Rabbeinu David that we read. Once you have one raya, it shows that or could be night. In other words, just because I found an or that means night, maybe the Mishnah's or still means day. The last one. So then once you get to the number eight of the Mishnayis, or the Brises, then there's nothing to say. Then it's clear that the B'digas Chametz is at night. The question was just asked, so just give that right away. Bring that right away. Right, that could have been brought right immediately. This is an idea that you find other places too. Tosis and Begin Bava Kama uses it, that even though you can short circuit a process of logic and get to the bottom line, but sometimes bedafka, you can wait to bring the, you know, the final definitive proof, because meanwhile the process itself gives you a sense of kiddush hamayim, of Talmud Torah, of learning, of being involved, of being mefalpel. So even though in terms of the bottom line, you could have gotten right away to the maskana. But that's the notion called Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. If you remember, those who weren't by the Kama in the beginning, the Mishnayis work out Lo Arei Ashor Karei Amava, where Amava Karei Ashor, and Omaisa, it's building it out, but really you could have kind of gotten to something and answered the question right away why you Torah had to say everything. But meanwhile, we want to show that the distinct qualities, characteristics to each of the above of us Nezikin. And if you would try to wait, just try to get the answer to the question without working that out, you wouldn't have learned all these chidushim about, you know, about the distinct characteristics of this mazik and this mazik. Rabosa, if we would have put this right away first, what would we have known about Rabbeinu Yonah, about Havinenu? What would we have known about, Hamapelis, Arshman Be'echad, the Rav Chaim, Alashas, the Rambam, right? What would we have known about Chveis, about Mulacha Er Pesach? What do you know about Kiddush HaChodesh? Okay, so meanwhile, the fact that the Gemara laid it out, we got ourselves interested in a lot of different inyanim, and we got exposed to different things. That's the teretz, the second teretz, Maram Chalava. Yagda Torah V'Yadir. In other words, it's basically Rabbeinu David's approach that we want to prove from more than one place, but then, of course, once we have the clincher, it's it. But we leave it for last, because meanwhile, let's get ourselves into it. So, okay, so Baruch Hashem, we got into it. We had a Yagdil Torah V'Yadir question. Yeah.
All right. This is my Harusha Ezra's question. But why is the fact that there's one opinion that says or means day, and therefore we have to bring all the other opinions about or means night. That was rejected. That was never established as a real proof.
I know. We were trying to prove different things. I mean, most of the proofs were trying to prove that they're night, if you remember. I mean, most of
right, the right. But I'm saying the Amara Palava says, since one opinion says or means day, we have to bring all the other opinions that or means night. But that was never a valid opinion, that or means day.
Originally, Kasalka Daitach, that's what the point, that's what changes right now. The Gemara starts by saying Kasalka Daitach, back, chazer over. Kasalka Daitach, demanda amanagi, nagimish. So originally, until we get to this point, which is the shift, when we read right now that Ella, this Ella in this Gemara, Ella, Bein Rav Huna, Bein Rav Yehuda, Dekuli Am or Ortahu. The law, right. That's the change. Until now, there was a Kasalka Daitach that man da amar nagi nagi mamish. What does that mean, nagi mamish? That the bedikas chometz would be, Rashi says, kishiyayir hashachar shel yudalet. That means that you would do bedikas chometz yudalet in the morning. That was the Gemara's impression until we now have this proof, and after this proof, there's nothing more to talk about. Everyone agrees, or is night, meaning bedikas chometz takes place at night. The only reason why Rav Huna suggested explaining the words or nagi, because when he explained or, which means night, in his locale, they used the lashon nagi. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to get into first, for next session, for tomorrow's shiur, and on Tamid Beis, this whole Indian, very beautiful in Yanin, to think about lashon nakiya, the importance of using nice Lashonos, we'll see the details, get different nuances that we'll get into in Mirat Hashem, and then get other inyanim that come along the way. I want to just ask those who are new to the Shia, if you can stay on for about 10-15 minutes, we'll just get